This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson didn't get where he is by being the shy retiring type, and that is now extending to industrial policy. Johnson says he wants Britain to become a shipbuilding superpower, which is kind of a tall order. The last big commercial shipyard in the UK closed in the late 1980s, and the industry there is a mere shadow of its former self. In the 1890s, Britain controlled more than 80% of global shipbuilding. Thing is, though, the planet was a lot cooler then. The International Maritime Organization has set a goal of cutting its carbon emissions in half by 2050, and the Brits are hoping climate change could be their way back in to making big ships. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
In Britain's culture wars, one song in particular has thrilled the traditionalists while infuriating the progressives. Britannia rules the waves. Written in the 18th century, it is today, to some, pure jingoism. To others, like Prime Minister Boris Johnson, speaking at his annual virtual party conference, it's a patriotic celebration of Britain's history of maritime supremacy.
We aren't embarrassed to sing old songs about how Britannia rules the waves. In fact, we're even making sense of it with a concerted national shipbuilding strategy that will bring jobs to every part of the UK.
Johnson wants Britain to become what he calls a shipbuilding superpower. But while Britain still builds its own warships, some super yachts, small research and patrol vessels, no one believes it will ever compete with the huge commercial shipyards of China, Japan and South Korea. Least of all, Ben Murray, head of the industry body Maritime UK.
I don't think we should be under any illusions that we're going to be necessarily building massive container ships or tankers or cruise ships in the UK. That's not where we think we're going to be competing.
The bulk of the value in a ship is not in the hull anyway, he says. It's in the systems that go into it. And now there'll be real money to be made in the battle against climate change.
The opportunity is to create fantastic new products and solutions to help us decarbonise.
One British solution under development for cutting a ship's carbon emissions employs an age-old energy source.
Loose the mizzen topsail, Mr. Sprague!
Aye, aye, sir.
This audio-visual display at a maritime exhibition in London recalled the heyday of the giant square-rigged sailing ship. What Diane Gilpin of Smart Green Shipping has in mind is the 21st century version.
We're not talking here about great billowing canvases, are we? What are they exactly, your sails?
They're more like an aircraft wing. This is fully automated metallic sails that we're talking about.
Tested in this wind tunnel at Southampton University, Gilpin's vertical sails will cut fuel consumption by at least a fifth, lowering costs and reducing carbon emissions. A globally attractive proposition, she says.
The transition of a global fleet, which is 60,000 or more ships, represent a really big commercial opportunity for the people who can find solutions to decarbonising it.
Edwin Pang, a naval architect, has embarked on a similar mission to decarbonise shipping. He's part of a consortium developing a small car ferry driven by hydrogen-powered fuel cells.
We have to start small. It's only about 40 metres, takes 16 cars. Once we get these demonstrations in the water and get a good understanding of how it works, then we can start considering scaling up.
How much of this innovation and Boris Johnson's rhetoric will translate into manufacturing and jobs is anyone's guess. But Diane Gilpin believes the UK could dominate the green revolution in shipping.
Britannia could rule the waves again, but not in a militaristic way.
Yeah, absolutely. Climate leadership has to be the way forward, and I think the UK is really well placed to lead the world.
Money could be a problem, though. The government has pledged to put $28 million into kickstarting the green shipping revolution. Maritime UK says it needs $1.5 billion. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.